Last year, Washington Park busted wide open with the two-day luminosity. 35,000 people attended two nights of the biggest, baddest performance ever. And it wasn't just the most spectacular gig in Music Hall, but one of the most fabulous shows both evenings on Music Hall. And it went over so well last year that somebody said, hey, let's do it again. Chris Bonello from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra's PR department is here to spill the beans about this summer's edition. Thanks for being here, Chris.
It is absolutely my pleasure.
Okay, so what's it going to be called this year? Son of Luminosity? How about Luminosity 2, this time it's personal?
Hey, Luminosity 2 with the T-O-O-O, like Teen Wolf 2. No, just Luminosity. It is probably the coolest thing I've ever been involved with professionally. When we conceived of this idea, it actually came originally from Tim Maloney at the Hale Foundation at our Louis Langres launch committee, which was a community-wide launch committee, and he brought this idea of doing projection image mapping onto a music hall with live music. And we thought, well, that sounds pretty cool. And it really was one of the coolest things I've ever been involved in. We expected, Frank, about, 10,000 people to show up, which is a good crowd.
It'll be a good crowd.
Yeah,
it was a
good crowd. Maybe 12,000 over two nights, and we landed with 35,000. Those estimates might even be low. It was hard to tell exactly, but the official estimate coming from the park manager, 3CDC, was 35,000 over the two nights.
Okay, that's a lot of people. So how can you possibly top last year? I mean, okay, here's one way is if you – bring the Beatles back together and have them introduced by Ed Sullivan. Okay, that's not going to happen. So what kind of plans do you have for this year that will make everybody forget about last year?
Well, I don't want anyone to forget about last year because it was very cool. But this year's Luminosity will include new surprises, which I can't divulge at this time. But if you were there last year, you remember at the end, there were some children projected onto the building with large glowing balls. And suddenly, magically, the glowing balls were thrown over the audience and people were lifting them up. And actually, they became part of the Luminosity experience in a very real way. There will be surprises at this year's Luminosity as well. And it's always going to be different depending on what music is played. And this year, there's new music being presented and brand new animation, different interpretations of these pieces. So even if you experienced Luminosity last year, and I hope you did, and if you didn't, you can still watch the videos online, there will be some fantastic new artistry born right here in Cincinnati on display on that beautiful, beautiful building, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Another way we're topping last year is we did two nights last year. Well, this year we're doing three nights, so August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, adding a third performance so we can accommodate more people comfortably.
Okay, so we're talking 50% more.
Well, 50% more nights.
Right.
As anyone who was at Luminosity last year recalls, we had people everywhere. And some of the people really couldn't see the building very well. So what we're doing this year is actually fencing off the site. It's still a free community event where all are welcome, but it is ticketed. They're free tickets. But we'll be able to accommodate 12,500 people per night. And we know that all of those people will be able to hear the CSO and be able to see the wonderful things happening on that building.
Wow, that's still a whole bunch of people. So let's start talking about what's going to happen on those evenings. It starts off with John Morris Russell and the Cincinnati Pops.
Yes, indeed. And John did a fantastic job last year sort of kicking off. You know, you can't do the building projections until it's very dark.
Right.
So we have sort of the lighted portion with natural sunlight of Luminosity and John Morris Russell and the Pops. And I'm not sure what John's doing this year for the first half, but he put together a fantastic program last year. I'm sure it'll be a celebration of many genres of music, as the Pops often does. And that will be in the first half of the concert, starting around 8:30. After the first half with the Pops, there will be a short intermission, and following that short intermission, the lights all come down and the projection lights go up on the building, and it's Louis and the CSO. And for those at home who don't know, the CSO and the Pops are the same orchestra, just different colored jackets. In this case, it's summer, so they're really not looking different at all, just white shirts. But it is the same fantastic orchestra musicians just playing different genres of music with different artistic leadership.
For what the CSO part of the show, I mean, I've seen the set list, and what we're talking here is definite barn burners. One of my favorite pieces is the last movement of the Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony. I mean, that's the kind of thing, when you're playing a recording of it, you have to turn it up loud.
You really want music that's going to cut through outside and be really present. And you're also giving the very talented artists and animators a lot to work with. And think of the amazing things they can project onto the building while that music is happening.
Now, what are we talking about, these projections? I mean, this is something that goes way beyond light show.
So what they do is actually take a 3D map of the building, and the projections are actually calibrated to the surface of the building and every nook and crevice, every window. So this is how you get those three-dimensional effects on the building, that the projectors were very, very powerful projectors. They're actually shooting all the way across Washington Park from Race Street onto the building, can create those amazing effects where, you know, one point the building seems to be bowing. These are the kinds of things that you can really only achieve with something as high-tech as projection image mapping. It's an amazing technology.
Okay, because I wanted somebody to explain that because I didn't know myself. So thank you very much
sure.
for that. We talked about the CSO and the POPs. There's also a place in there. Somehow you're going to be cramming in the May Festival chorus and the opera and the ballet. How do all of these groups get involved, and what will they be doing with the CSO?
Well, our very fine artistic partners we're always happy to work with. Most likely something will be happening on the first half with that, though we don't know for sure yet. We're still coming up with how the program elements will come together. There is a new feature this year that offers another performance venue, essentially, and that's called Luminosity Village. So on the bandstand of Washington Park, starting at 4 p.m. on Friday the 1st and then 11 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd and 11 a.m. on Sunday the 3rd, there'll actually be programming throughout Washington Park. There'll be a beautiful Luminosity Village. Different arts groups will be performing on that beautiful bandstand in the middle of Washington Park as well. It'll be a great place to come, get something to eat, have some arts and crafts, do a little shopping, enjoy some time with the family. You can actually bring your blanket, bring your lawn chairs, come up, set up in the Luminosity area, stake claim to your territory there for enjoying the performance, and then go back out to Luminosity Village and enjoy some refreshments and hopefully some great performances from that bandstand stage.
You mentioned the hours for this, so it's a lot more than just the POPs and the CSO playing. What other things are going to be going on throughout those 3 days during the daylight hours?
Well, we're still coming up with a roster of artists that will be performing, but the idea is that we're creating a festival-like atmosphere in Washington Park so that you can really spend the whole day there. You can spend the whole day enjoying time with your family or your friends. There'll be very good, interesting things to eat, and there'll be plenty of beverages, and there'll be arts and crafts, and there'll be performances. There'll probably be roaming artists as well. So the idea is that we're really building on that festival atmosphere, all leading up to that grand performance in the, you know, the bowl there in Washington Park, overlooking that beautiful, beautiful building.
Let's get to the tough questions here. You did mention this is for free, right?
It is indeed for free.
Okay, so if it's for free and there is limited seating, I mean, it's not like just everybody in the world can come down. You need tickets, and how can one get those tickets? In fact, that's one of the reasons we're talking about this right now.
Exactly. So starting tomorrow, June 9th at 8 a.m. at Luminosity 2014, you'll be able to get your free tickets. There's a limit to 4 free tickets. You just have to pick an evening, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And let me emphasize, and it's only thanks to tremendous sponsors and support that we're able to present this to the community for free. This is a free event where all are welcome. If you don't have access to a computer or a printer, there are going to be tickets also distributed through some of the public library branches and through some other community organizations. We want to really emphasize that this is where people from all walks of life can come together and have a shared experience, a unique shared experience, and something that's truly special to Cincinnati. You don't see this in any other city around the country. Luminosity is something that actually garnered international attention for the city. The hashtag Luminosity was actually trending globally last year, and we think it will be again this year because this is an incredible shared experience that everybody wants to talk about. They want to take pictures and share those with their friends. But this is a free community event, but it is, again, ticketed. And most of the ticketing is really there not to restrict anyone from coming. The ticketing is there to ensure that everyone there is comfortable and has a good experience. We are setting up the fence around the perimeter, but it is not covered. The fencing is clear. So if you're outside of the perimeter in Washington Park and still want to witness Luminosity, you can do that. Nothing is going to be blocking the sound or the sight for you because it is really just there so we can control and have a better experience for the people who are within the fenced area. I'd say last year, if we'd had a medical emergency in the middle of that crowd, which was completely uncontrolled in the sense that everyone could come in, there was no fencing around the park at all, would have been very difficult to get emergency personnel to that person having an issue. So I think that we thought very carefully about the ticketing. It wasn't an easy decision to come to, but we think it was the right decision. And again, we want to make sure that everyone knows, everyone listening tonight knows that this is a free event, and we're wanting to make sure that everyone understands that they are welcome at Luminosity.
You know, it should be a great time again, and especially better because this time everybody knows what's going on this time. You know?
It was sort of this air of mystery last year. What is this? And then we had that teaser video online that was very popular that just showed them like taking these lights out to Washington Park and testing them. But you didn't see what was happening in the building. You only saw the faces of the people testing the lights. So people have a better sense of what Luminosity is this year. And last year, the first night, Saturday, you think Saturday night would be more popular, right? Mm-hmm. It's Saturday night. We had a very good crowd for Saturday night. We actually had about 15,000, as I recall, for Saturday night. We actually had more people on Sunday, and that was because of word of mouth. That's because people were talking about it, and suddenly the local news media was also buzzing around and coming out and shooting and just sort of enamored with what was happening in Washington Park. It seemed very spontaneous. Believe me, it was well planned. And it's a great way to showcase our orchestra, which is truly a world-class orchestra. And think about it, Frank, how many people witnessed the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra for the very first time at Luminosity? How many people had never been to Music Hall and got to hear some incredibly powerful, beautiful orchestral music? And our hope is that they'll want to come back and experience more concerts at Music Hall with the Cincinnati Symphony and Cincinnati Pops.
I was just thinking that all those players you were just talking about, the members of the CSO, they're actually the ones who don't get to see the show that everybody else gets to see because they're, yes, you know, they're playing the exact opposite way there, you know?
I felt sorry for them. They're working so hard on stage and playing the music so beautifully, and you are correct. They weren't able to see the show. Many of them saw it for the first time when we put up the YouTube videos last year, and our friends at CET did a fantastic broadcast of the Luminosity concert as well. But that's an element to being part of the show, right? Sometimes you don't get to see what's happening.
So it's Luminosity 2014, and you can get your tickets for this starting tomorrow. And you can find out more about that at our website, wvxu.org. Chris, thanks a lot for being with us and talking with us about Luminosity 2014.
It's a pleasure, as always.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.